Okay, we're in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. We're looking at Halacha Chaf Aleph Chaf Beis. I'm actually not going to read the dinim because we're actually not going to talk about them. And that is, we've talked about some of the things that are in here. But really, the reason why we're doing with this din is because the Mechabers, it says a few, it mentions here the idea that touching wine is what makes wine usher. Koychai can make wine usher. And in Halacha Chaf Beis, the Mechaber talks about something that wine being usher b'shtia. That's a new concept. So what we're going to do is like this. As opposed to being usher b'hana, that wine could be only partially usher, could just be usher b'shtia. So what we're going to do is like this. The next, we're in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. We've been doing Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel for a while. And that's a lot of dinim about wine. Now we get to, but the next three simonim after this, Kuf Chaf Dal, Kuf Chaf Hey, and Kuf Chaf Vav, are very much into the meat of what makes wine mutter and usher. So the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf Dal, the first nine halachas that we spoke about at the beginning, it's about the Mechaber's title, that is, Mihu Ha'isi Yai Nesach. Which people are the kinds of people who, if they do something, make wine usher? Which types of people make usher? And we did that in the beginning of Kuf Chaf Gimel. Then Kuf Chaf Hey and Kuf Chaf Vav. Kuf Chaf Hey is about Koychoi, and Kuf Chaf Vav is about Nitzuk, and I'm sure that's going to be next time. That's going to be part two of what we're doing now. And today, we're going to summarize the main part, the longer part of Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, which the Mechaber titles as Dinei Negiyas Ha'Avikuchan Mechav, is what makes, how you make wine usher by touching it, that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about today, how one can become usher by touching it. Okay, so the as before I get to even to the introduction, really, it's like this. We spoke about in the past that wine is usher b'hana, and we spoke about that this is it's a little bit complicated and a little confusing, but there's two reasons why wine is usher. It's usher because of chasinus, like most other isurim, the isurim about these kind of foods that have to do with goyim. And second is it's usher because of chashat yai nesach. And in a loose sense, the isur achila is connected to the chashash chasinus, and the isur hana is connected to the chashash of yai nesach. The yai nesach is really usher b'hana. So stam yain, isur hana is loosely connected to stam yain, to yai nesach. Yai Nesef, of course, it's also Mashiach. If you can't.
No,
Yai Nesef is also because it's also with the rice, it's also.
I'm saying the Chashash of Yai Nesef.
Is.
Is also on
Mashiach? We talked about that. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to answer the question. Right now, we talked about it a long time ago. Right now, it's loosely connected. Achila, the Shtia is connected to Chasnas, and Hanor is connected to maybe some Chashash of Yai Nesef. So therefore, we saw like this. That what happens if the wine is touched by someone who's not Ovid Avodah Zarah, okay, Muslims, a Muslim or atheist touches the wine, okay, then the din is in that case, it's mutter b'hana. There's no isur hana for that case. What happens, and the Ramah says, if we can assume, the Makom Hesed, we assume that the goyim in our countries, in his countries, meaning like in Western Europe, which or Eastern Europe, which is the Catholics, even though they are Ovid Avodah Zarah, but they're not Ovid Avodah Zarah by pouring wine for the Avodah Zarah. That's that particular service they don't do. So the Ramah says we can also assume that their wine is also Mutter B'hana also. Okay. So the simplest case is that if a guy touches wine, okay, if he touches wine, and the Ramah would say is that nowadays the wine would be Mutter B'hana. Okay. But the Ramah says something. I don't know if it's the next slide. Yeah. The Ramah says something else. Okay, the Ramah says further, okay, in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, so the Bizman is that the Umaslav of the Avodah Chacham him, he doesn't mean that they're not Avodah Chacham, he means that they don't Avodah Avodah Zarah with pouring wine. Kol Magar Mikra Shalabi Kavana, okay, that's going to be confused, we didn't talk about what that means to Shalabi Kavana, and he says, if he does it, the din is, that if he does that, it's Mutafil Bishtir, okay? Which is to say is, if he did something that for in the times of the Gemara would have been usher b'shtia, for us, it's even mutter, even b'shtia. Okay? Which means to say is, I'll skip that for a second, the Shach says it means like this, because the goyim of our days don't pour wine from with Zara, we are nachtina dargo. We only go down one step. That means if something Mi'iko had did would have been usher b'hana, for us, it's only usher b'shtia. If something would have been usher b'shtia, for us, it's mutter completely. Okay? Now, exactly how that works is not so clear. There's a chazanish that I was going to maybe put up, I didn't. Exactly how that works. But that's the rule that the Ramah says is that we're nachtin and darga. We owe.
Like
what?
In
No, it's very unusual. But in our case, the beginning of it is easier to understand. If they're not every day avodah zara, then we understand why it's not asur b'hanah. That part is the easier part. But the second step, which is if it's a wine that min hadin would have been asur b'hanah, only asur b'shtiyah, but mutar b'hanah, then the goyim nowadays makes it even mutar b'shtiyah. Here we go nechtinah da'ag, we go down one step. Whatever it is, we go down one step from that. Okay? Now, the Ramah is mashma, that nechtinah da'ag is no matter what, we automatically make like that. The Shach says it's only b'makom hefsid. Okay? That's a big machlokes. Is it automatic that it's mutar b'shtiyah, or is it only b'makom hefsid? It's a machlokes. But the Ramah himself says, v'ein l'farsam ha'davrim b'nei ha'ma'aretz. Okay, you shouldn't go around telling this to people. So, what was it? Okay, unless you don't think you're okay, so now, like this. The Chacham Soloveitchik gives an introduction, which I thought was worthwhile to share with you. A lot of other people give similar. There's a very strong Mishnayis, does something similar. And he goes like this. He says, there's three ways that wine can become usher. Okay? Now, before I tell you about the three ways, okay, there are those who think, the Daki Chu would bring that, there are those who think that looking at wine also makes an usher. Okay, most people, yeah, that's why the eyes pass by.
Is that something that hold Allah
halacha? Yeah. No. I don't know if they hold that Midin HaGemara. They hold that they won't drink wine if a guy looked at it. Is that halacha? Is it hashkafa? Is it kabbalah? I don't know exactly where it comes from. So, and the Daki Chu brings...
That's halacha. Where would the source be?
It has to do with, they say that their machshava is from the Zohar. No, it has nothing to do with the Gemara. No, the machshava is from the Zohar, and I don't remember the whole spiel, the whole thing.
Therefore, it's
21. I don't know. So it's that Kitchu being such a
Shita.
That Kitchu being such a Shita, there's all kinds of people who talk about exactly what happens if it's a clear bottle, or if it's a colored bottle, and what kind of grain it is, all kinds of things, but most people don't do it. So most people are not makif. That's why the Chalpanon says Shlosh Advarim, and it's not one of them, okay? That's why the eyes zip by red pairs. Okay, and he says like this, here are the three things. Okay, the first one is identigia, okay? I don't think you should read all those little words, okay? He said identigia, if the guy touches it. For whatever reason, I don't understand why, this is the very first din in Sin Ayin Vav, the Chalpanon gives you this very unusual case, which is true. I mean, I'm not saying the din is not true, but it's a very confusing. This is supposed to be an introduction. If the guy touches it, it can become usher. Okay, if he makes it move, okay, that you can read a little more. That the guy makes it move. Now you'll notice that in the first case, in the case of Idenigia, the end words is that it's usher bahna. Okay, if the guy touches it, the wine is usher bahna. If he makes it move, he pours it or he makes it move, then it's only usher b'shti, it's not usher bahna. Okay, and the last way that the goy can make one usher is idei nitzuk. Okay, which means to say is, like the Chassidim says, is if the goy pours kosher wine from a barrel into someplace else. I'm sorry. No. Take that back. Sorry. A yid pours wine from kosher wine into treif wine. Okay, he pours kosher wine into treif wine. We're going to talk about that next time. The examples of that. He pours kosher wine into treif wine. The din is that the wine in the bottle that you're pouring from is going to become usher. Okay, and that's called nitzuk. Okay, and we're going to talk about those beis and gim. We'll talk about next time. Today we're talking about only the alf. Okay, kolcha and nitzuk. We'll talk about next time. Okay, now, but you'll notice here in if you didn't, now I'm going to help you notice it that the Chacham Sadin in each of these cases talking about something usher medina. Okay, he talks for usher the alf is usher anav medina, and the second says usher medina ain usher medina el b'shtia. Okay, and that's because. That's because this is a remez to what he's going to say later on in this Klal Ayin Vav, that the Ramah said we're nachtina darga. So we have to know what the din haGemara is. So midin haGemara touching it is aser b'hanah. Midin haGemara kolichay is aser only b'shtia. But that's only midin haGemara. But everything is nachtina darga. And for us, everything is one step down that it's going to be. So what's aser b'hanah becomes mutter only aser b'shtia. What's aser b'shtia is mutter completely. Okay, and nitzuk plays into that also. Okay. Okay, now, after all that introduction, now we're ready to talk about touching, okay? I know, I went back because I realized I shouldn't have shown you that screen yet, okay? The Mechaber in Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph tells us, in my own words, three conditions that you need, he doesn't say it exactly this way, three conditions you need to make wine usher because of a guy touching it, okay? And the conditions are, in my words, the guy has to do something intentionally. He has to intentionally touch the wine with his hand, and he has to agitate it. The word is shikshuk. He has to shikshuk to the wine. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you about these three different conditions that there are in order to make wine usher. Okay. The first condition, it has to do intentionally. Okay? Because you got to do it intentionally. That means that the Shulchan Aruch gives a bunch of different examples of that. Okay? One of the examples is, if he's just there to measure the wine, okay, he put a stick into the vat to see how much wine there is. So he's touching it. Okay, he's touching it. We'll see why in a second that the stick makes a difference. He's touching it, but he's not touching it because he wants to touch the wine. He's touching it because he's busy with something, okay? Or what happens if he touched the wine, but he didn't realize that it was wine, he thought that it was oil. Okay, see, he knew what he was doing, but he didn't have kavana for what he was doing. So in those cases, it's asur b'shtir, but mutter b'hana. Okay? In those cases, if you did it without kavana, then it's asur b'shtir, mutter b'hana. Okay? And here the Ramah says is, again, the din is if it's shalai b'kavana, then it's only asur b'shtir. So the Ramah says, so that is. But nowadays, when the guy, our guy, are automatically not touching it with the shame of Avodah Zarah, they're not touching it from Avodah Zarah. They don't worship Avodah Zarah by pouring. So therefore, we're nachtin and darga, and it's even mutter b'shtir. Okay. The shach says it's only mutter b'shtir. But this is the case where it's nachtin and darga. And if you think about the nachtin and darga, it's hard to understand what that means, because the reason why this case was mutter was because of shloim kavana. So I'm saying our guy also are automatically shloim kavana. So why does it have to have two shloim kavanas? So whatever it is, that's what the Rambam says, that if he did shloim kavana with nachtina darga, and the wine is mutter even to drink. Okay. Now, but that's a big nafkamina. If the guy touched it, like in these cases, he's just trying to measure the wine, this and that, then it's going to really even have didn't be mutter. Well, halacha lemaisa, it'll be mutter b'shtir. It'll be even mutter b'shtir. Okay. What does it mean to touch it? He touched it. What do you mean?
For no other reason?
Well, say he, why would he touch it, the kavana?
What did he taste?
I don't know. Good question.
No, but it's not.
If he touched it to taste it, then he's touching it. Okay, well.
No.
He has to have intention to touch it. So I have to think. I didn't think about that question.
What does that mean? To taste it? Why is that intention?
Right. So he's saying, well, why? He's saying he's not trying to touch it. He's trying to do something else to it.
Okay.
So I just. Okay. That's our first condition that has to be. He has to do it intentionally. Okay. Our second condition is that he's got to do it with his hand. Okay. The Gemara says that if you touch it with your hand or your mouth, those are two cases the Gemara gives, in both cases that's usher. Okay? Now, there's a machlokes whether the same thing applies if you touch it with other body parts, not just your hand or your mouth. Okay, those two are Gemaras. So the machlokes is like this. There's a shy like this. I told you that the Gemara says that if you touch it with your mouth, it's usher. You have to believe me. The Gemara says another case. The Gemara says if the guy was stamping on grapes, if he's stamping on the grapes, the din is that the juice is mutter b'hana. Okay, it's only asur b'shtir. Okay, so it's a machlokes is how to understand that case. What's the reason why the Gemara said it's mutter? So the
Again,
if the hamshacha,
yeah,
it means to do with hamshacha. Okay, to do with hamshacha. So the machaber holds that the reason why this is mutter is because this is an example of shloim b'kavana. He's not trying to touch it per se. He's busy doing his work. He's busy stamping grapes. He's not there trying to touch it per se. Therefore, that's why it's mutter. And there are more like other, like the mekilim, who say no. The reason why is because the only issue of touch with your hand, okay, hand or mouth, and not with a foot. Foot doesn't count, okay. So that's almost like this. The Ramah's makel to say that if you touched it with another body, with a foot at least, it's mutter. Other body parts are shaylah and achron. Okay. Now, even though you have to touch it with your hand, even so, I told you a second ago about a stick. The din is that Miki I did Dover Acher, if you touch it through something else, is also. Okay? Miki I did Dover Acher is considered touching. Again, you didn't touch it with your, like in the case before, the guy was using the stick to measure, but if he had been using the stick because he wanted to actually touch the wine, then that would be considered touching, even though he didn't use, I told you, you have to use your hand, but he used a stick, but using the stick is considered he's touching it, but this is what the Ramah says, in Miki I did Dover Acher, Shloim Kavana is Matafil Bishtir Midin Haigamar. Okay, so the simplest case of a Nikiya de Davar Acher is you touch it with a stick. Okay, what happens to the opposite case? What happens if instead of touching it with a stick, the wine was already in something, in a container, before you touched it? Okay, so when I touch the container, I'm not touching the wine. So if I touch it with a stick, I stretched out my hand and used my hand to touch it with the stick. And the ghee I did, the rachet, is considered to be touched it. What happens if it's not, I'm not touching it through somebody else, but the wine is in the container. So again, I'm not touching the wine, I'm touching the container that's touching the wine. Okay, there's three ways to look at that. Okay, one is, it's in the ghee I did, the rachet. The bottle is the dav rachet, I touch it through the bottle, it's a dav rachet. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Again, that's the, in my mind, the simplest way to look at it. The ghee I did, the rachet, what's the difference if it's a stick, or are you touching the bottle? In either case, you're indirectly touching the wine. What? I didn't talk about the kachia. He didn't move it. He just touched it.
He touched the bottle,
okay? Kachia is what we'll talk about next time. We don't know anything about kachia. It's not kachia. He touched the bottle, but he didn't touch it directly. He didn't touch the wine. He touched only the bottle of it. So you could say that's negiah de avarachir. He's not touching the wine. He's touching something that's touching the wine. Okay? And it's better to be touching than kachia. Kachia is only asa b'shtia. Okay, the second choice is, maybe Negiah de Davar Acher is only when the Davar Acher is an extension of the guy's hand. He touched it with his hand. Instead of his hand, he used a stick to make his hand longer. Okay, so maybe it's not a regular Davar Acher because it's only when the Davar Acher is, it's like his hand. Okay, the stick is like his hand. But in this case, the bottle is not like his hand. The bottle is the bottle. My hand, I'm just touching a bottle. Maybe that's one opposite. The other choice is just the opposite. Maybe the bottle is tuffled to the wine. Okay, and it's not Davar Acher at all. He's touching the wine itself. The wine happens to have a bottle around it. Okay, the bottle is tuffled to the wine. It's not Davar Acher at all. This is the bottle of wine. And he's touching that bottle of wine. Okay, three choices. The simplest to me, at least, is it's just negiah de Davar Acher. And the other two choices are, it's better than negiah de Davar Acher, or it's worse than negiah de Davar Acher, or it's better. I don't know which one I said first. Better or worse, okay? So this Shaila, which we'll see in a second, very negiah, it's a very practical shayla, is a chuvin rivash. Okay, it's a shayla, a chuvin rivash talks essentially about the shayla. And the shayla is like this. There's a barrel of wine, I put the word wine because I wasn't sure if you could tell that was wine. It actually is wine. Okay, there's a vat of wine, okay? There's
a vat, right?
A what?
That's a vat, right?
A vat of wine, okay, and the yid fell into it. Okay, and the yid fell into the vat of wine. Okay, that so far was so good. He fell in, okay? And came along the guy, okay, and the guy yanked the yid out of the wine without touching the wine. Okay, the people were watching. He yanked the guy out without touching the wine. Okay, and the shayla was: is the wine mutter?
Wait, with wine, like you might have a Hebrew over there.
So that's the question: is this considered the yid the davar acher? Okay, because the guy was touching the yid who was touching the wine. Okay, so is that the yid the davar acher? Okay,
no, I think it might be direct touching if he's dripping, you know.
Because the yid is wet, you see?
Yeah.
And then that wine drips back in. Okay. I don't think the Rivash talks about that part. Okay. So the Shaila in the Rivash is this considered the ghee de davar acher, or is this usher? Is the wine mutter or usher? Okay. So, you have to keep people entertained. You don't want to do. Okay. So is it mutter or usher? Okay. So the first thing is, the first reason the Rivash is a lot of talk about it, but in the end he has two reasons to think it's mutter. The first reason he says is it's mutter is because when negiah de davar acher doesn't work for a human, okay? In this case, it's not that the guy is touching something that's touching the wine. There's only one person who's touching the wine, that's the yid. Because the guy, the davar acher, so to speak, is not a davar acher, it's not a chazer, it's a yid. So since it's a yid, the yid is touching it. And the guy is just touching the yid, he's not touching the wine at all. Okay, that's the Rivash's first reason. Why it's mutter is because there's not a davar acher. There can only be one person touching. If it's a human is the in between, then the human is the thing that's touching, and everything else doesn't count. Okay, that's his first reason. His second reason is that the you only causing a negiah de davar acher when the davar acher is an extension of the person. In this case, the davar acher is not an extension of the person. The person was there before the guy came along. The people were back to the negiah de davar acher. Because the yid was there first. And since the yid was there first, it's not an extension of the guy's hand. He's just touching something else that's not considered a guy. That's not considered the wine at all. Okay? So as you can imagine, these are negiah to our shayla. And I think it's like it's the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings this case. Okay? I If he doesn't have the little guy with payas dripping into the thing, but the Mechaber brings his case, and they illustrate it in the Mechaber brings his case, and the Mechaber doesn't say what? The Mechaber says it's mutter. He doesn't say what the reason is mutter. But the Ramah says, Lo mikri nigia marsha nigia ide adam. Okay? It's not considered nigia because it's touching through a human. Okay? That's not considered to be touching. Okay? Now, somehow the Taz says he means the second answer of the Rivash, which is that as long as the thing was there for us, it's mutter, and the Krieger is like scratching his head. He said, I don't know, why would you say that? The Ramah says, Lo mikri nigia marsha nigia ide adam. That was the Rivash's first reason, okay, that because there's a human in place, that's what makes a difference, but something else in place wouldn't make a difference. Okay, he says, and also the Ramah himself says earlier, in an earlier din, that if you touch a kli, that's considered the gate of the bracha. So he's surprised at why the Taz says like this thing. Okay, the Shach is a big make in this case. The Shach says, the wine, it's mutter. If you touch the container with the wine side of it, it's mutter. He says, why? He says, let's think about it. He says, the worst that this could be is a gate of the bracha. In other words, the Rivash was very sure, I forgot to tell you, the Rivash wasn't sure about the second answer. But he says, the Rivash is very sure that we don't say that the bottle is tuffled to the wine. Okay, that's for sure not a choice. So the worst that this could be is the Gede Dabrache. If you touch a bottle that has wine inside, the worst is that it's the Gede Dabrache. He says, now, the Gede Dabrache, nowadays, is much at least Malkum Hesed. Okay, so we're starting off on a really good place. It's a gate of the Racha and Shleib and Kavana because it's a guy nowadays. So for sure, Malkum Hesed will be mutter. He says, Betziruf to that is that the Rivash, maybe the fact that this the bottle was there before him doesn't have the Racha at all. So the Shach wants to be completely makel about this case, okay? But the other Rachman are not so happy. Doug Murvava says, no, it's only.
You think the Shach will be makel and was agreed with the Shachanar?
No, the Shachanar says it's mutter in the guy's Talmud. I'm talking about when somebody touched a bottle of wine. He touched a bottle of wine. Shachanar didn't talk about that case. So the Shachanar, the Ramah says it's only mutter because it's an Adam who's in between them. Mm-hmm. Had it been the bottle in between them, it would be considered Negeh Racher, would be Aser B'Shtiyah. So the Shach says, come on guys, let's say it's Negeh Racher. He says, that's Negeh Racher, is only Aser B'Shtiyah. Well, the guy nowadays, it's mutter even B'Shtiyah. Nachtin Dag, it's mutter even B'Shtiyah. The Malkum Hefzid. So, if it's mutter b'shtiyah b'makom hefzid, to that would be mitzar of the fact that the Rivash considered that it might not even be the idea of racha at all, because the bottle was there before him. So he says it's completely mutter. Okay, the Dom Rover is not so happy with that. Neither is the Chacham Zadim. The Chacham Zadim, to me, it seems to be mechalik between the Rivash is not clear. There's something subtle here that's missing here. The Rivash's case was there was a human in the wine, and he says, and since the human was there beforehand, since the human was there beforehand, it doesn't count. It's not a davracher. Okay, it was there before the guy came. It's not a davracher. It's not clear that it's not clear that he would say the same thing by a container. The Taz says he would. It's not so clear he would say the same thing by a container because the container is supposed to be there. As opposed to the person. Okay, too complicated. Okay, anyhow, one last thing about this is that there's a Shaila, the Chassam Sofer, there's a Chassam Sofer that says that if the guy is wearing gloves, that might be considered Negei Deit Avracher, okay, because there's something in between them. And Ramosha says, no, I don't understand that. He says the din is, it's called Negei Deit Avracher through something else. He says, it's not called Chatzitza. He says, it's not that if there's a chatzitza, then the din is mukal. He says, if there's a davaracher. He says, davaracher has to be something. The guy's wearing gloves, it's tuffle to the person, and it doesn't count at all. Okay, it's considered that he's touching it. Whatever he's doing, he's touching. We don't consider it davaracher. The gloves don't make it to be davaracher. Okay. Our last thing. I told you, there's three rules. And the last rule is that you have to be mishachshich. Okay? So this din about being mishachshich is based on the Gemara. And the Gemara says like this. Okay? The Gemara says, there was an esrig fell into a container of wine, and when the esrig fell in, a guy stuck his hand in to grab the esrig out, and Ravashi was standing there. They saw the guy stick his hand in to grab the esrig, so they said, "Grab the guy's hand and don't let him move his hand." And then they drained the wine out from underneath him, and then they let the guy go. Okay, so again, he stuck his hand to grab the esrig. They said, hold the guy's hand, don't let him move, immobilize him, hold his hand still, and then we're going to get the wine out quickly before he can do anything. Okay, so Tyson says, okay, listen, he says, the reason why when he the less thing what's going on here. What are we trying to do? We're trying to save the wine. The Gemara says he's trying, according to Rashi, he's trying to make the wine not Aser B'Shtiya. Aser B'Hanah, make it not Aser B'Hanah. It's Aser B'Shtiya. Ready? He wants to make it not Aser B'Hanah. So Tyson says, well, when he stuck his hand into the barrel, he was Shloim Kavanah. Remember, because what was why stick his hand in to get the Esri gap? He wasn't trying to touch the wine. That's considered Shloim Kavanah. So sticking your hand in is considered touching Shloim Kavanah. Touching Shloim Kavanah makes the it Aser B'Shtiya, but not Aser B'Hanah. But on his way out, when he won't be busy with the Esri, then it would be with Kavanah also. Okay, so why does it help to freeze the guy's hand? Okay. Why does it help to freeze the guy's hand? Before I tell you the answer to that question, I have to clean the picture. Okay. Before I tell you that, why did the guy stick his hand into this to get the Esrigat? What was the reason to try to get the Esrigat? So, Rashi says the reason why he wanted to get it out was because he didn't want the Esrig to sink into the barrel. Okay, you got a big barrel, and the Esrig gets to the bottom, you're never going to be able to fish it out. So he wanted to catch it beforehand. Okay? I didn't exactly understand that, because as you see, as we tried on Sukkot, Esrog can float. Okay, so I didn't understand why he'd stick his hand in to get it from sinking when it wouldn't have sank. This was our Hashanah Rabbah experiment when we had finished using our Esrog. They see the Esrog sitting in a barrel, in a container of wine, and Esrog is floating. So Esrog don't sink. This is our Cholmoed Shiv, right? This is our Hashanah Rabbah Cholmoed Shiv. Okay, we try with different Esrogim, because my kids said, well, maybe other ones have a better Meserah.
Yeah,
we left it for a while.
Right.
Yeah, we tried Tamani one. We did. I don't have other pictures. I didn't put all my pictures.
How long did you leave it in
there? So some people said it, maybe the guy didn't know that the Esrogim don't float.
How long did you leave it in there?
But what?
How long did you
leave it? We left it for a while. Actually, the Esrog really has a coating on the outside, the lemons it says, and then they don't absorb water at all. So we tried cut a piece of Esrog. Also, they also didn't float. So Tysus learned. They won't float. I'm sorry, they floated. So, anyhow, Tysus learned. Tysus says that the reason why he stuck his hand. Tysus doesn't answer this question. But Tysus says the reason why he stuck his hand is so it wouldn't get dirty. Okay, so that I understand. The longer it sits in the wine, the dirtier it's going to get. So that's why he stuck it in. Anyhow, okay, so back to our show. Anyhow, so the shaila is this. What was the reason why did he have. Did it help to hold the guy's hand? Okay, once he's touching it, it's over. Okay, what's the difference? So you said while he was sticking his hand in, he was busy. But as soon as he grabbed the Esrog, it's over. So it should be us now. So what was the advantage of stopping him and draining the wine out? So the Gemara uses a word. He says, don't let him move his hand because he'll be Meshachshach. Because if you leave his hand in, he'll be Meshachshach. From which we learn out that in order for wine to be Aser B'Hanah, he has to be Meshachshach. Okay, he has to move it around. He has to agitate the wine. And in order to make the wine Aser, to make it Aser B'Hanah, he has to do that. Okay, now, the Gemara does not explain why does he have to be Meshachshach? What's the reason for that? Like, why is it only Aser being Meshachshach? We know that you have to touch it to make it Aser. What's this thing that you have to be Meshachshach? So we're going to see next time an important rush. Okay, next time we're going to talk about an important rush. But for today's purposes, I'll tell you that the rush says, when Goyim pour wine for Avodah Zarah, when they serve the Avodah Zarah with wine, if they're not in front of the Avodah Zarah, the way they serve is by being Meshachshach. Okay? So, whatever that means, we'll talk about it next time. But the Meshachshach has to do with being over the Avodah Zarah. So if he's not Meshachshach, if we hold his hand still that he can't move it around, then he'll be touching it, but he won't be Meshachshach, and there'll be only Aser B'Shtiya, it will not be Aser B'Hanah. So that's why when Esrog fell in, they tell, don't let the guy move his hand, but Aser B'Shtiya already is, that's far fallen. But we want to say that it should be Mutter B'Hanah, so they held his hand still, drained out the wine, and it was Mutter B'Shtiya. Okay.
The real Meshachshach, he was just trying to get the
answer. So, what he has the answer. Now when he pulls his hand out, so that's a rule, that's a rule which is, if the guy touches wine, we assume that he is Meshachshach. Okay, it's an automatic assumption, just by a little bit of movement, he would be Meshachshach.
That's the intentional Meshachshach, or there's
it has to be intentional for the other reason, because whatever you do has to be intentional. It has to be Kavanah, always has to be Kavanah. But a little bit of movement, yes, I'm going to take it out. Yes, he has to be Meshachshach with Kavanah. So the child, once he's got his hand in there, now he's not busy trying to grab the Esri on his way out. He just has to shake his hand a little bit, and that will be considered a Shachshach. That'll make it awesome.
He's not attending any type of...
You think he's not attending it. But since he's over the Avodah Zarah, he has his opportunity now. He has wine here. The service is to be Meshachshach, so he has a chance. So he'll be Meshachshach as he pulls his hand. He's not distracted anymore. Now he just has his hand in wine. Oh my gosh, I got my hand in wine. Now's my chance.
I said it, I was like, Xavier, but I said, real, he stuck his hand to get the Esrog.
That's what he's on the way in. He's Oisik Bimlachta. He won't think about Avodah Zarah. But once he's finished that, now he pulls his hand down. Now he's not. So, right, so Tosfos, that's not considered oisik enough. Either you think, right, still got to get that Tosfos, that's not. Okay, now, so the Shach says, so nowadays, that the sit touching it without shikshuch is usher, touching without shikshuch is usher b'shtiyah, but nowadays, and it's even mutter b'shtiyah, okay? Which for us has a tremendous lafkamina. Well, so again, the Ramah says mutul gamri, completely mutul gamri. The Shach says the Makom Hesed is mutul gamri, even b'shtiyah. Whatever we say, that's not tin dagger. The machlokes. The Ramah says completely mutter. If you say mutter b'shtiyah, completely mutter b'shtiyah. And the Shach will say it only mutter b'shtiyah, the Makom Hesed. Okay. So now the one more didn't have to tell you, and before we come to the halacha l'maisa part of it, and that is. This din that you have to do shikshuk only can happen if the bottle is uncovered. If you do shikshuk with a covered bottle, that's not sealed. A covered bottle doesn't work. No shikshuk with a covered bottle. That means is if the guy takes a bottle that's covered and he shakes it all up like this, okay, he does all kinds of shaking to the thing, that's not considered shikshuk. Okay? It's only shikshuk with the bottle. Now, in this case, when the guy stuck his hand in, it was obviously uncovered, right? He stuck his hand in. But even if the bottle, if there's a bottle on the table and he shakes it up, that's not considered shikshuk.
Just the bottle, or you just say
any container.
Shikshuk, I did a rach.
No, there is shikshuk, I did a rach. But if it's covered, then there's no shikshuk. Okay, that's the rule. No shikshuk if it's covered. Okay, so which tells us. So now, so what that means is that here's the halacha, the very everyday halacha. I said it happened yesterday. Somebody asked about this question. Okay, you have a bottle of wine that's not mavushal. Okay, and the wine that's not mavushal is not sealed, it's open, someone drank from it yesterday. But it's closed, it's in your refrigerator, it's closed, it's on the table. And the shiksa walks in to clear the table. So the wine, when she moves that bottle of wine, the wine is in mutter b'shtiyah. Because she can't do shikshuk. Okay, it's not, when it's covered, there's no shikshuk when it's covered. What's the thing when you take a bottle of wine without shikshuk, you do it without shikshuk, it's mutter b'hana, it's asa b'shtiyah. Nowadays, it's nachtina darka, and it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Okay, so the only, in order to make it us, if they take, if they, someone said, yes, this question was, someone, they open the refrigerator, the ship said, open the refrigerator door. So they open the refrigerator door, so she just, I'm not talking about kochel, kochel is tomorrow,
so
next time. We'll talk about that tomorrow. What did you say? You shake it up, yeah. So you wonder, why is it not kochel? We're going to talk about that next time. It's not kosher. The person they pick up the bottle and shake it, or in the person's case yesterday was, they open the refrigerator door, and they open the refrigerator door, the shiksa open the refrigerator door, so she moved, she was mishaksha of that bottle of wine.
Okay. The wine was in the door?
Yeah, the wine was in the door. So that was a shiksa, they didn't say that it was a shiksa. But even if it was a shiksa, when the bottle, when it's covered, you can't do shiksa. No shiksa when the thing is covered. It doesn't have to be sealed. Just covered, no shiksa. If there's no shiksa, minadin, midin at gemara, it's also b'shtiyah mutavana. For us, nachtin v'arga, even kuvim mutter b'shtiyah. Okay. One last thing. I told you it was a last thing, but there's one more little last thing, and that is, there's a machlokes whether it's possible to do shikshuk. Another thing, front door. Another, could you do shikshuk without lifting it up? What if it stands still and you just shake it up without lifting it off the ground? So the mechaber says that's considered shikshuk, and the Ramah says it's not. The Ramah says the makom hesed, you can assume that it's not. So again, in our door case, there's another reason, since you move the door without lifting it up, is another reason why I'd be with it.